program you're listening to may contain language or material that can be considered offensive. The views expressed are those of the DJ, not necessarily those of WDOT or the WDOT station members. We therefore carefully advise you to consider whether you or your children should listen. Hello everyone, I'm Ryan Klarman, your host for today's debate. Today we will be covering the topic on whether or not companies should replace human workers with artificial intelligence. On the pro side we have Yuri and Dre, while on the con side we have Jack Steinberg and Sean. Guys, let's keep this debate calm and let everyone share their points. You may now begin.
I think AI will not replace jobs, it will reshape jobs.
Okay, reduce jobs.
I think it may reduce a bit of jobs, but it also adds a bunch more. Right, but that's at the cost. You know, everything becomes more efficient with AI.
Especially if you have to pick between AI and a person, and AI definitely has more information and more answers to what regular people do. So in the moment, obviously, when they do the same job as another person, they're obviously going to be picked instead of that person, which is why that I believe that AI should not be replaced with other people in their job.
You still need the guy to run the AI.
What's the point of optimizing jobs if you can't even have any money to do anything? If AI is eventually going to put most of the workforce out of business, what's the point of even having it?
It's not going to put most of the workforce. Well,
you don't think it's
going to
get worse over time as AI capabilities increase?
I think we may be kind of looking at it in a bad light right now. I think, you know, because software engineers, the opportunity to become a software engineer increased 6.5% from 2023
to 2020. Okay, but that's just one sector. What about the...
Dre, fix your mic.
Also, I just wanted to say that AI is really inaccurate. A study says that between 23% to 45% of AI responses can be inaccurate. So, in high-risk sectors like cybersecurity and law, is it really worth it to replace human workers with AI, which could risk people's lives and liberty?
Well, I also think when you said in the future the AI job market will get worse, I think in the future AI will become more accurate. Well, I also think it's most likely, according to, you know, data.
But even if it's inaccurate, let's say 2% of the time.
Sean, talking to your mic.
What data gives you that information?
A recent study from Harvard stated that instead of also eliminating jobs, it creates more jobs, which also lets human and AI collaboration increase.
But we were talking about accuracy,
the
jobs.
Which that would more likely lead to increased accuracy.
Okay, but you have no stat that talks about the accuracy.
Yep.
Well, this would almost definitely lead to increased accuracy.
So that is really purely hypothetical, and even if it's inaccurate, like 2% of the time in a sector like law, that could still result in someone going to jail for unnecessary reasons.
What about human error?
Unfair. Human error, yes, but there's a lot of people working on it. AI is just one thing, and AI rarely checks its mistakes.
Well, yeah, but
there's so much human error.
We can't.
Is it 23% to 45% of the time that humans make errors in their decisions?
Well,
AI is still improving. It's very new.
With humans,
okay, but then that means that they shouldn't be replacing it.
Yeah, they
with workers
be
right now.
Job.
You're literally supporting
our
side.
Okay, let one person talk at a time, please.
You know, with humans, to run multiple trials and try to run something multiple times to get a correct answer, that would take a very long time. But with AI, you could do that almost instantly.
Okay, so.
But as Jack said, there are inaccurate most of the time.
Yeah,
and sometimes.
I mean,
so we're gonna sacrifice
sometimes,
accuracy
but most
for
of the
speed.
Most of the times they're going to be right, so you could
just run it a bunch
but
of times.
23% to 45% of the time is not most of the time.
Okay, what if you run it 100 times?
But what if you just have your
it's
own?
It's still going to have the same information, so the accuracy
not
rate isn't going to change.
Not if you use different AIs. There's different
what
AIs.
What if you just use it with a person? They could figure it out way easier than a 23% to 45% accurate
think
AI.
Think about how much longer that takes for humans to do.
Also, if you think about it, most of the AIs are pulling their information from the same place, so
exactly, it
just
makes it quicker.
They just do it faster.
Yeah, but that means that the errors are going to be in all these AI models, so
well,
your solutions
also,
are really
okay, but run it 100 times in
but
one.
But even if you run the same AI model 100 times,
it's
or even different
AI
models 100 times, it's not going to improve the accuracy in any way.
And you're talking about saving time with AI. If you run it through 100 times the same time, that's not going to save you any more time than doing it with a human.
It definitely will.
100 times
is going to save you time than doing it with a human.
Okay, maybe if you're doing it on your Chromebook, yeah, it might not be the most efficient method.
If you're doing it on,
method.
A small computer, but if you're doing it in, like, a large facility...
Think about the scale that
have.
These companies have
yeah.
to do this.
These companies aren't running, you know, their research on Chromebooks.
You think it's going to be quicker for one guy to do 100 surveys
okay.
and
okay,
go...
Okay, speaking all right. of companies...
Jack, you can finish your point, but then okay. I'm going to have to ask
Speaking of companies, who do you think is going to benefit from this AI automation? It's going to be the large corporations... Gonna make the billionaires already richer than they are, so what is the point of that?
Just also on top of expanding jobs, I don't think it'll purely benefit the billionaires.
It's gonna mostly benefit the billionaires. When we're literally seeing billionaires have $800 billion, what is the point of attributing more money to them?
Alright. I have to ask some questions. Thank you both very much for your points. So any of you guys can really answer this question. But one could say artificial intelligence could replace many different professions, but also could one say it could open up opportunities as well?
I think we're really seeing that it's not going to open up that many opportunities. We're seeing that maybe it'll open up in AI coders or whatever, but it's going to decrease in law and business, and it's going to decrease much more jobs than it's going to create.
Yep.
Okay, thank you. And do you think artificial intelligence has developed and is ready to replace human, you know, complex jobs?
I'd say artificial intelligence is still developing, but also in the future, it could definitely be ready to replace certain jobs.
Okay, but that's our point, is that it's not ready yet to replace human jobs. Maybe 1,000 years in the future it will be, but right now, it really isn't.
No, it definitely is.
Not reliable.
Your partner
right now,
literally
no,
said
no,
that
no,
it doesn't
right
make
now,
any
only,
sense
only,
to replace
only,
it right
only
now.
Only certain jobs, but definitely soon, it
for,
could replace much more jobs.
For example, so if someone is currently like a surgeon who studied in undergrad, then graduate school, medical school, went through all this kind of schooling and is now in that position after going through, you know, possibly a decade of schooling, do you think AI, even in a few years, could be ready to replace someone's job in that position?
That's just a waste of time
I
for
think,
this person.
Yeah.
Right,
think it
right.
would know what...
But
I think
nobody
AI.
Knows any different right now. Because
AI models have only really been around for a few years. Someone who's been studying medicine for almost 15 years will probably have more experience in AI in performing complicated surgeries that could be life or death for a person. I really don't think that AI should be replacing that.
Right, but do you think in a few years it may be able to?
I don't really know, because that's a more hands-on skill. I don't know the capabilities of AI models will be able to handle that.
I think, I just believe... that AIs right now, I think they could do the job. It's just we don't have, like, robots that are precise enough to successfully
perform. Okay, but that's
surgery.
My point. That's why they shouldn't be replacing
no,
it.
No, I think AI will still be used, just maybe not for hand-on, like, hand jobs. Like, you
what
know,
would you
what
trust?
Type of AI are you talking about?
Yeah.
I mean, what type of AI?
Like, using it for, in your words. You're saying you don't want to use it for that type of job. Like, what job do you think of that should be replaced by with AI?
Anything that's used, like... That's not hand-on.
And already right now, a lot of online AI-generated like code generators. They could already be replacing like coders' jobs.
Okay,
but that's just one sector. We're really ignoring the
yeah,
sectors where AI
also,
will cause the most problems.
It's also a super broad sector.
Dre,
law and every other thing that sectors get that's getting replaced, and AI is wreaking serious harm in these sectors.
Dre, why don't you tell us a little bit about your poll?
Oh, yeah, poll. Overall, a Schreiber study conducted by students, me and Yuri Drucker, we saw that overall people supported the no side when we asked the question, should companies replace human workers with AI? It was about 37 no's, 9 yeses, and 4 in between.
But if you, you know, look at the things, also... Majority of the people that said no were, you know, freshmen, like, children.
So you're
but
just
then,
calling freshmen stupid.
Yeah,
well,
compared to grown, mature people
like me. So that would
like
mean
me.
That you're stupid because...
Well, so
right?
are you then.
Well, I think
I guess that's a fair
I'm not calling
freshmen
stupid, though.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's about specifically them being freshmen. I think it's just in general the population
yeah,
hasn't
done were your
a lot
yeses
for
freshmen, too, or were they from
no,
other
the yeses and maybes... Or the yeses, and it depends, were for more mature people like me and adults.
Are you just saying that, or is that actually true?
No, it's true.
No, so, there were some students that said...
So all of
well,
your...
Yeah, yeah, there were
yeah.
some...
All of your
majority.
Yeses were from
unmature
adults,
students,
yeah.
you're saying.
No, I think there were a few yeses, maybe,
okay.
that were from students, but majority.
It's still 37 and 9.
Yeah, but,
All right. Okay. We are going to listen to some interviews that we took from three Schreiber students. I don't know if we'll have time for all three, but we're going to start with a student named Jordan Chen. He's a freshman at Schreiber High School.
How do I do this?
Hold on. Kill their mics and bring yours up.
Okay.
Now pull up the volume on your phone. Hit play. Yeah. Or you hit record.
Yeah.
Go to the interview. Hit play.
I'm here with Jordan Chen. Jordan, what are your thoughts on AI in general?
I think AI is useful, but it has to be used, like, ethically.
And my second question is, do you think human workers should be replaced by AI?
I think it can replace some jobs, but it should be limited to very few, like, very specific jobs.
Thank you.
Okay, so that was Jordan Chen. So now we're going to listen to Jack Spire.
I'm here with Jack Spire. Jack, what are your general thoughts on AI?
I think it's pretty helpful and useful in life, and I don't think it's cheating at all. And I think it's definitely a good helping tool.
And my second question is, do you think AI should replace human workers?
I don't think it should replace human workers because, again, obviously, like, a lot of human stuff is better and more, like, descriptive than AI, and a lot of people might lose jobs.
Thank you.
And our last one is from Zed Chan. It wasn't very, you know, helpful, but we're still going to play it.
I'm here with Zed Chan. Zed, how do you feel about AI in general?
I think AI is good and bad.
Okay. And my second question is, how would you feel if human workers were replaced by AI?
I think it would benefit the kids, but, like, at the same time, like, the workers would have no jobs.
Thank you.
All right. Oh, that's a little loud. All right, I'm going to give you guys a few more minutes to finish up your points, so you can go.
Yeah, see, I don't think those students gave enough courage and effort into that question.
Courage? They didn't give enough courage?
Like, effort is what I meant. Like, I don't think
Like, they didn't think
did they
need
more
enthusiasm?
They didn't think hard enough. They were just talking about how...
I mean, we did take the interviews on the spot.
Yeah, it was kind of on the spot. They didn't have time.
Yeah, I agree.
I also wanted to add another point, is that AI is really bad at innovation. Like, they can't think of any ideas on its own. It's just pulling from online.
Well, exactly. That's the whole point.
They get their resource from...
That's how we learn.
The AI is just doing everything quicker.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
inaccurately.
Even to get it accurate, you have to run AI models 100 times.
That's so much quicker.
Well, that's kind of...
That's not quicker
example.
Than doing research.
It would be in like, a large company.
It's not like you're doing it on a Chromebook. You have, like, a supercomputer doing
you
this.
You have, like,
yes,
multiple
guess,
supercomputers running a bunch of simulations.
But the big companies that need to, too.
Well, we're not assuming you need
to. And like we even said, it's not going to even make it that much more accurate. It's still going to be getting the same information if you run it 100,000 times, 100,000 times.
Well,
it's not going to be getting new information.
The more you do it, the more
accurate
the answer pools will be accurate.
But it's going to be the same resources each time, so how would the answer be different?
Because you said that it was around a 23% chance
you
got it wrong.
23 to 45, yeah.
Yeah, 23 to 45. I'd assume if most of them are right, then the more often you do it, you'll have the majority.
Okay, but that's not really how it works. It would be like wrong on one specific question. It's not going to be like right one time and then wrong the next.
Yeah, but it could be. I'd assume it's
there's different AIs.
Yeah.
There's probably like 100 AIs out there.
Each AIs are developed differently, so they could have multiple AI systems running.
All right.
We got him.
Well, this debate sure was something. Yeah. I'm glad everyone got to share their points. Clearly, minimal interruptions were made. Yuri and Dre, your points were very valid, explaining how AI should replace jobs, but it will also open up new opportunities. Jack and Sean, your points were also very valid.
Thank you.
Nope.
You know, talking about how people will go poor without everyday jobs and AI is not reliable enough yet. Thank you very much, and we'll see you guys next time.